key component of human life is enlightenment, the awakening from the darkness of deception into the light of truth. The so-called Great Awakening has really been going on forever. And before MAGA and QAnon, the consensus was that the banks were at the top of the criminal pyramid structure. And while many of us assumed that a hidden hand was pulling their strings as well, we realized that their main goal was a digital currency and a cashless society. It was the subject of several documentaries.
The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers, right? There'll be no more cash. And this is getting me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people.
And that chip's connected to a database that has your purchasing records, what you do, what
everything,
you sell.
Everything is in there.
And it was also commonly discussed that they'll likely use Big Pharma to get us there.
Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing healthcare, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
But now it's as if everyone has just accepted it and found something else to fight about, because the cashless society is being rolled out right now, and very few people seem bothered by it. In November of 2019, right before COVID, the Institute of Politics at Harvard Kennedy School had a live tabletop exercise called Digital Currency Wars, which looked at how the United States can continue to leverage economic power in a world of national digital currencies, such as the Chinese digital yuan, which is already heavily competing in trade against the US dollar and seems to be at the forefront of centralized digital currencies. And it has an expiry date. If you don't spend it by then, it becomes worthless, so people can no longer save money. The Bank of International Settlements has announced that the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations and will have technologies to enforce it. The Central Bank of Brazil is planning to launch their centralized digital currency in 2024. Israel is about to launch theirs, and the Bank of England is now preparing a UK digital currency. Italy's new Prime Minister Meloni is speaking out against the cashless society, but she seems to stand alone on the world stage. In the Federal Reserve's digital currency scheme, it appears that Hedera and Quant will be used on the technology side. They are already connected to everything. The cashless society is here, but everyone is talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. The goal was never to put an old senile puppet into the presidency to run havoc. The goal was to create a cashless society. And so while bringing Joe Biden to justice may feel like a victory, the tyrants are still getting exactly what they wanted. And once it's all said and done, then who will save you?
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Go to reesereport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me at rockfin.com for exclusive content. Because you want it, here's another one just for you. Because without you, it would truly be a blue Christmas. But thank God that we have you, all of us, awakening and vibrant souls all over the earth. It's your love, our love, that makes all of this possible. And if you feel like showing us some love today and help keep us on the air, you can do so at InfoWarsStore.com. Products that will make your life better and allow us to keep broadcasting free worldwide. We are all in this together, through thick and thin. On behalf of the whole crew, we love you and we thank you for your support.